Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Lieberland Show. I'm your host, Adam J. Carswell. Hey, right now, while it's fresh in your mind, I know you've been considering or maybe have been considering becoming a Lieberland citizen. If you haven't, listen up, all right? Do you want one of these? That is the question. I'm going to shoot it to you straight now. It's $10,000. It's 10 grand, all right? If you found your way to this interview, I'm going to assume you already know a lot about Lieberland. If you don't, listen up for the next episode here. By the time it's over, I'm sure you will. I'm working with the Citizenship Department, as many of you may or may not know. Again, if you're here for the first time, you can shoot me an email, citizenship.adam@lieberland.org. I'd be more than happy to be the one who welcomes you into our country. So again, it's 10 grand as Lieberland continues to grow. That price is only going to go up. So again, the time is now, and you're going to find out why the time is now here on today's show. And Tom, there we go. We did this the first time we ever did like an ad at the beginning of an episode. So I feel really good about it. Look forward to talking to you soon if that did resonate with you. But we have the Minister of Foreign Affairs with us here today, again, on the Lieberland Show. He's not shy, and he's been on the show many times before, and we're grateful for that. So looking forward to picking your brain here today, Tom, on what's been going on in Lieberland since we last connected, which is about 6 months ago. So thank you for coming on the show, and where are you tuned in from today?
I'm tuning in from Florida. I'm back in Florida for a few weeks, and I'll be headed back over towards Lieberland in just about a little over 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks, because the anniversary is near, right? Which
yes, we are preparing for the anniversary. Sure,
this is number 9 this year.
It'll be the 9th anniversary. That's right, and it'll be the first anniversary that will be celebrated in Lieberland.
That's right. So,
as you know, August 6, 2023 was the date that access to Lieberland for people actually became possible. And I was there on the first day. Of course, we had a settler earlier that year, Hansa Urban. He stayed 25 days in Lieberland without, you know, the police taking him out of there. But August 6 was the day that the borders more or less opened. And now, usually, we recommend that if you're an EU citizen or a citizen of a country in the Schengen zone, you can go in. They treat people from other countries a little differently, and we can talk about that a little bit. But since August 6, you can go to Lieberland.
That's right.
Which you could not do before.
You could do it before, but you might end up getting arrested, right?
Yeah.
The whole journey of Lieberland's growth from August up until now has been an interesting one. I do want to just take a moment, now that I think about it, to congratulate and tip my hat to all the Lieberlandians that are there and have been persevering through, you know, really this oppression, or I don't know what the right word is, the way that the Croatian police have kind of acted, to your point, especially to people who aren't from the Schengen area. It's been a little bit over the top, but it's good to know that Lieberlandians are staying strong and building something that we've never seen before in this lifetime that you and I share and everyone tuned in now. So thank you to everyone who's there. And, you know, if you've been missing out on the episodes of the Lieberland Show lately, don't worry, we're still here. And I think that this interview is really going to be a catalyst for a lot more, hopefully, to come here throughout the rest of 2024. So let's talk about, I mean, just your time there. I know you've put in a lot of time and a lot of energy for the country in many regards. But can we rewind to just kind of like that feeling for you when you were first physically there in Lieberland? It had to be, you know, did you cry, or what was that like for you?
It was a dream come true. The moment I stepped over, we knew where the border was. It was a dream come true, and I could really feel it all throughout my body. And it was so exhilarating, and it was such a magic moment to step over that imaginary line between Croatia and Lieberland, and to actually be in a free country. It's something I've dreamt of for a long, long time, and I got to do that. And I was just overwhelmed with joy. And my second dream also came true. I got to ride the bike across Lieberland like 3 or 4 times. That was amazing. And I stayed at Jefferson Square. I stayed up on board the Liberty, which was our ship docked at the marina there. And I drove the van back and forth from Ark Village in Serbia to Lieberland. We actually had a parking lot at the entrance to Lieberland until the Croatian police blocked all vehicular traffic to access the area. The excuse they said was, well, it's hunting season, and this is near a hunting zone, so it's not, we can't allow vehicles here. Mm-hmm. But they for a while we were going in on bikes, and then they said, well, you can't ride bikes here either. So one of our people called the local equivalent of 911 and said, hey, we're on a EU-funded bike path. It's called the European Amazon. And the cop says, we can't ride our bikes here. Can we ride our bikes here? Here's the position where we're at. And they said, yeah, you can ride bikes there. They put them on the phone with the cop. And the cop had to let our people go in with the bikes. So we've been going in there on the bikes as well.
Yeah, I think from those who I've gotten to talk to that are in Liberland and around Liberland, especially on the Croatian side, and I guess probably even the Serbian side too, the toughest part, along with the police, is a lot of the locals, right? And is that just from like maybe not wanting to embrace I know that can happen in smaller towns, not wanting to embrace change.
Well, here's what's happened. With locals, it's usually fine because we buy stuff, we go shopping, we patronize the businesses, the hotels, the bed and breakfasts, the hardware shops. I've been to the hardware shop buying stuff for our vessels there in Croatia. Usually the locals are very friendly. It's the government and the police forces that are causing the problems. And in some cases, the police have intimidated the local people into not dealing with us. They said, well, these Liberland people, they use drugs and they break the law and all sorts of crazy stuff, which is not true. We're totally there legally according to Croatian law too. In Croatia, we respect the laws, but they, in Liberland, they come into Liberland, which is not Croatia, and they charge people with violations of Croatian law, like illegal camping or intention to start a fire. An illegal fire or something like that. And I don't know how they can do that. It's not even Croatia. It would be like, if UK police went over to France and started arresting people according to UK law, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And we actually have a lot of cases right now that are in Croatian courts dealing with these trumped up charges that the police are bringing against our people. And thank you at the beginning for the shout out of appreciation for our people who have been over there. We totally appreciate that. I was there the first week, and I've been at Ark Village, Liberland Ark Village in Serbia for most of this time since the border opened. And I tell you, the people who dedicate their time and effort to this project, I can give them nothing but the highest praise. And when I hear people on the, or see people on the internet making some, backhanded, dismissive comments, oh, what are you guys doing? Oh, this is just, kind of a scam. That's an insult to the people who have spent so much time and put up with this harassment and have been over there in the freezing cold or in the water and out in the wilderness and trying to make this thing a reality and building and using their talents and skills and hard work. If these people, these armchair critics, knew even a slight fraction of what our people have been doing, they would change their tune pretty quick.
Totally.
You're obviously someone who has been over there and you know what we're doing and you know many of the people involved. So we do appreciate your comments on what we've achieved so far and what we're going to achieve.
Yeah. I'm honored to be where I'm at with Liberland and the show and everything that we have built this far. My friend Nadir, who you know very well now, who's over there, seeing how he's been able to navigate this as, really as an outsider, has taught me a lot. And Nadir, love you, man. Thank you. Because like, there's no way I'd be able to do what you're doing right now, too. Just he's getting the experience in Hungary and Croatia and Ark Village, which, by the way, I guess if I could give a recommendation from my observation, Nadir, you can let me know if this is off, but I think you'd agree. If you are a foreigner and you want to really check out and immerse yourself in the Liberland experience, I'm going to say Ark Village is probably a good first step if you're not Schengen region passport holder, because then you can get boots on the ground information on what would be the most logical way for you to actually enter Liberland. I can't speak fully for Nadir and his experience because we haven't talked about it yet, but I know from a tactical perspective, by him kind of hunkering down in Ark Village and then navigating from there, it's given him a lot more confidence about everything he's doing in the area. So again, if you're anywhere besides Schengen region and you're listening to this and you want to get to know Lieberland, I would highly recommend Ark Village as like a hub to navigate from. So would you agree with
I'll be back over there in two and a half weeks. And of course, Nadir is a great guy. We've hung out quite a bit. We've had quite a bit of conversations and idea exchanges, and he's recommended books to me, which I started reading. And we've talked about all sorts of stuff, philosophy and interpersonal relations. And he's also a really funny guy too.
He's great.
And everybody in Serbia really likes him too.
Nice.
And he was over in Croatia. I think he's in Prague at the moment. So he's traveling around a little bit. He's coming back. He'll probably be coming back there to ARC pretty soon. And I'll be back over there in 2.5 weeks. We'll be getting ready for our anniversary, which we hope to see all viewers at, or at least if you can't physically come, there'll be ways to tune in. I think there's some streaming portions of the anniversary, but we do want you to come and be there. That's the best thing.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. And just zoom in, I guess, like logistics, if anyone wants to go, because I know in the past, it's kind of always been a little bit more intimate for the anniversary. And then Floating Man is more like, hey, everyone come to Lieberland. Is this year more of like, hey, whoever can come type of thing? Or what does that look like?
Well, there are tickets that we ask people to get, you know, one, so we have a good head count on how many people are coming. We've got a bunch of great speakers lined up. I think we're going to have some U.S. congressmen give us a shout out for the anniversary. Of course, you know, we were in Washington, D.C. back in October and met with several congressmen and senators and people who were pretty well placed in politics in the U.S. So we might have some interesting appearances at the anniversary. We've got some other great speakers. You know, obviously our cabinet members are going to be addressing the conference, as well as some people who are involved in human rights efforts in Europe and crypto. And we got some people from all over the spectrum coming.
For tickets, would it be anniversary.ll.land for the website?
Well, anniversary.liberland.org is one, but ll.land will probably work too. I believe it's going to be April 11th through the 14th. Let me check my calendar here. Mm-hmm. April 11th to 14th in Apatin, Serbia. And the closest airports to get there, well, I like to go to Belgrade because it's in the same country, in Serbia. And you can also some people like to go to Budapest. And it's about, you know, a couple hours drive south from Budapest. And we do have carpools available. There's a Facebook group for Liberland carpools, and there's groups on Signal to arrange transportation and logistics and things like that. But we always have great events there. I know you've been there for some of our events, and you also DJed at our Floating Man the prior year. And that was a lot of fun.
That's, you know, it's funny you say that. I was just thinking about, do I mention on this? Because I know every time I have you on the show, we talk about how you're a DJ as well. I did get a chance to do my first live set at Floating Man. Looking at my career, I know I've progressed a lot since then. So we'll see if I've got another, you know, just talk about this too. Got another baby on the way here. So I don't know what travel this summer looks like yet, but definitely bucket list to DJ at Floating Man basically for the rest of my life. And I'm sure you
awesome.
Feel the same.
Our justice minister, Mikhail Potachnik, also has a child on the way. So he won't be there in person, but he'll be there virtually. So it's great to see the Liberland family expanding like it is.
Yeah, he's moments, life memories was the word I'm looking for, just that you'll never forget. And one was with Michael Potachnik, who was with me. Joey Langenbrunner with us. We basically, it was when Drew Binsky was there. And that was the year that he, you know, got on the boat and got rejected by the police. But we all drove into Donda, I think some random village, like way out there in Serbia and into the woods. And, you know, that was very patriotic moment. I'm just thinking back to that now.
Donda, I went to Donda with Nadir Price. Months ago. That was fun.
Love it.
That was fun.
And yeah, for all my Americans, Canadians tuned in right now, because I've had a few conversations with some who, you know, if, and you could probably relate in some regards, Tom, if all you know is really North America, maybe a little bit of Latin America, going over to Europe and then on top of that going to Serbia, which isn't the most popular destination, can be a little bit intimidating. Let me be the first one to tell you, you fly into Belgrade or even Budapest. I haven't been to Budapest. I assume it's similar though. But Belgrade, fly in there. If you need to rent a vehicle or a carpool with someone from Liberland or whatever, it's a very welcoming place to be from my experience. Not that everyone's going to just want to come up and hug you, but like it's a very safe environment. And I remember even when I first flew into Serbia, I called Joey Langenbrunner. I'm like, hey, going to Serbia, never been there before. Is there anything I need to be like concerned about? He's like, dude, there's parts of the US you should be like more concerned about than Serbia. Like, you're going to be fine. I'm like, all right, cool. So,
well, one thing that might throw people off is a lot of the signs are in the Cyrillic alphabet. So, you know, I can read that. But it might throw you off to see the street signs in Cyrillic. They usually have it in the Roman alphabet too, but sometimes they're exclusively in Cyrillic, and some people who can't read it might have some difficulty with that.
That is a good point. To me, it was like I felt like I was in a, you know, like a, what's the Rocky movie where he fights Ivan?
Oh, yeah.
It's like you get a little bit of like old USSR vibes based on what you know from Hollywood, right? Like that's always so far from the reality of everything. But yeah, I found it to be just such an awesome experience. And again, if you've been thinking about it, anything we've talked about here today, if you've been thinking about any of it, the anniversary or Floating Man as a first step towards citizenship would be a great move. Can't endorse that enough. So now I don't know how far into detail we can go on this one, but this really got me optimistic about everything that we're doing. There's conversations about an Anarchapulco Europe being held in Liberland or probably nearby.
We'll do a little bit of both. Like with the anniversary, there's a component that'll be at ARC. There's a component that will be in Croatia. There's a component that will be in Liberland itself. Like when President Vit celebrated his birthday back in September, we had parties going on, one in Serbia at ARC, one in Croatia at a golf club, and one in Liberland. Same with Christmas and New Year's. It was the first time we actually celebrated Christmas in Liberland and New Year's as well, New Year's Eve. So this will be our first anniversary there.
So that's
really exciting.
As a minister of Liberland too, I know you do have to kind of dot your I's and cross your T's a bit more than anyone else. How have you been able to navigate that relationship with the police going in and out of the country? Are you using your U.S. passport, or what's your dynamic?
I've been mostly staying in Serbia and, you know, dipping out from time to time. You know, I don't want to overstay my allotted period of stay. That's why, I came back in October for certain events that we attended. But, you know, you can only stay for no more than 90 days at a time. So I'm very observant of those limits. So, you know, some time away is also necessary. I also spent some time in the EU in Prague at our office in Liberland office in Prague in Czech Republic. So that was another way that I sort of spent some time in Serbia, some time in the EU, came back for a little bit so I don't overrun the limits that I'm imposed on.
You got to be strategic with it.
Nice. Yeah, I also have the option of, you also have the option of applying for Serbian residence. And we actually have a program to do that. And some ways you can do that. You can open a company. You open a bank account, then you apply for a work permit. Then you, I think you have to pay a certain amount of fees. And then there's some monthly, costs that you have to cover that you get back eventually. But we actually have some people that can arrange that for you. And I'm considering doing that as well.
Yeah, that's really good to know. So there you go, guys. Trying to get as much information downloaded here as possible today, Tom. Is there anything else that kind of comes to mind for you with Liberland? I know we got the anniversary.
We just launched our blockchain.
Oh, and Meritz, right? Yeah,
Liberland Meritz and Liberland Dollar, which is the liquidity token that is already on two exchanges, and they'll be going to DEXs, decentralized exchanges, pretty soon. And it's already trading and it's holding its value. It's about 1.6 US dollars to one Liberland dollar.
Wow.
So it's been pretty consistent since the launch a couple of weeks ago. So you can go out there and trade it. I mean, I think the two exchanges that it's on right now, MRX and Coin, what is it? CoinX. I don't recall the name, but I don't know if they do. They do KYC, so they know who all their customers are. I don't know if they do U.S. citizens.
Okay.
So we'll either have to wait till it gets on an exchange that does offer their services and exchange privileges to U.S. citizens, or wait for the decentralized exchange rollout.
Well,
so that's really exciting.
Yeah, that's huge news. And I recommend everyone to do your, you know, do your own research, dive into it, because I'm sure there's information out there. And again, to Tom's point, Libreland Telegram group, Signal chats. Yeah, I mean,
I think blockchain.liberland.org is a good way to get information. And you can get, if you're a citizen or e-resident, it's a good way to get onboarded. Let me just double check that sure. Real quick. I don't want to misquote myself. Yeah, the blockchain.liberland.org site, it's just taking a minute to load here. That's one. And there's liberland.org/blockchain. That's another one that explains how the blockchain works, how you can get onboarded. Let's see here. And our staff will be happy to help you with that and onboard you.
Love it. Exciting times. I know also, you know, I have a certain amount of square meters that I can build on or turn into a garden or a farm or whatever now. So I am very much looking forward to that day. Have you thought about what you want to do with your land in Libreland?
Yeah, I want to get a place that's probably on slightly higher ground. And I want it, you know, obviously to be in a forested area because I like trees. And we want to preserve as much as possible of the natural beauty there. I've been looking at some areas in the north, maybe northwest of Liberland. So
okay.
That would be ideal for me. One thing, back to Ark Village, we've got Chris and Carmina and their children living there. They're originally from Mexico. They're a family of influencers, and they've been helping us with the studio at Ark Village. So we've created a studio upstairs, and we're going to have a Liberland news program. Come, I've done a few segments for it already before I left back in late January, early February. And we're going to have weather reports, interviews with the settlers.
Nice.
I've done a few of those interviews already with some of our people. And we'll have more content coming out. And I've recorded a few things for that already. I think they're on our official YouTube channel.
I was going to say, yeah, so. That's on the, yeah, if you go to the subscribe to the Liberland YouTube channel, if you're watching this and you haven't already. Come on now, hit that subscribe button.
And another program that I did was, and when we were putting the studio together, I did a book talk show with a local guy who's a library science professional. And we talked about different kinds of books, and we actually talked about dystopian novels.
Nice.
And so we had actual copies of them, and we're discussing the different authors and the stuff that they wrote and the ideas behind, you know, you've heard of utopia. Dystopia is where it's where things are not quite just right, you know, like 1984, Brave New World, We by Evgeny Zamyatin. There's a few other ones too that are very interesting that we discussed on the book talk show. Hopefully we're going to do some more of those. And I created a library in ARC, a Liberland library.
So that's
hopefully bringing back a few more books from my collection here over there to add to the library.
That's very good to know. I'll be adding to that library here very soon. So,
awesome.
Tom, yeah, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, spending it here with us on the Liberland show. Really appreciate it. What would be your, you know, one more thing that you just want everyone to keep in mind about Liberland as we move forward here?
Liberland is about freedom, and that's one thing that we offer that no other country can offer. You know, Croatia, we have no problem with the people; it's the government. We have a problem with. We have something that they cannot offer. That's freedom. And they'll never extinguish that.
Mic drop. Somebody call
la libertad, carajo. You might have heard that phrase. Argentina. We have some good relations with Argentina, and we've sent three delegations there already. and our chief of staff spent quite a bit of time there. We signed an agreement with Javier Milei's party in Nice. Argentina.
Okay.
And we actually talked to the foreign minister, and we talked to members of Congress, and we have some good relations going on there.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll have to follow up on that as well, because I've got some people coming to mind that I know that are there, that are enjoying the Malay madness. So it's been very interesting to see kind of his rise, and hopefully it's everything we hoped it is and will be, and you know, can spread over to Liberland. So
well, he said he's from Liberland. He said I'm from Liberland.
I did, you know, I did see that. I did see that video. That. Yeah.
A couple of years ago. Well, and he explained it very well. So he's very well aware of this.
Was he Captain ANCAP? What's his nickname?
Yes, General ANCAP, right.
General ANCAP. Love it. All right, Tom, again, thank you very much. Everyone, thank you for tuning in to the Liberland Show. Links are going to be below. I know we have blockchain.liberland.org. We had, I'm gonna connect with Tom here and make sure we get him in the show notes. And again, if you have interest in citizenship, it's you can shoot me an email here at citizenship.adam@liberland.org. Again, $10,000, just going to shoot it to you straight. The price will continue to go up as we continue to grow this thing. You guys rock. Remember, in all you think, say, and do, take it to the next level, and we will catch you in the next episode.